The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
980 The Mission, KKMS Richfield, the Twin Cities Christian Voice.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump expressed a willingness to consider a bipartisan plan discussed by lawmakers to reopen the federal government.
One of the ideas suggested is they open it, they pay a sort of a prorated down payment for the wall, which I think people will agree that you need the wall.
Both Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer are in a meeting about a possible temporary solution to the government shutdown. And South Carolina GOP Senator Lindsey Graham is reported to be caucusing with President Trump to possibly pass a three-week continuing resolution to reopen the government. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was down by 22 points to 24,553. The Nasdaq, however, rose 47 points. The S&P advanced 4. Oil up 51 cents. To close at $53.13 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. This is SRN News.
The Twin Cities Christian Voice is The Mission 501 in the Kingdom Builders Roofing Studio. It's the second hour of Lee Michaels Live. Coming up next, we have special guest host Brad Carlson, the closer from the Northern Alliance Radio Network in Lee's stead. You can catch Brad and Mitch Berg. Together they are the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Mitch broadcasts Saturday at 1 p.m. on The Patriot, and Brad broadcasts at 1 p.m. on Sunday on AM 1280 The Patriot. Happy to have Brad in studio today. The show will continue in a moment here. A quick look at weather. It's going to be freezing cold out there tonight. That's about the gist of the forecast. 9 below real temp, about 23 below with the wind chill. For Friday, sunshine, nice clear skies, but only 5 degrees for our high. And with the wind chill value, it'll feel more like 20 below than for Friday night, yet another cold night. 6 below real temp, 15 below with that wind chill. More sunshine for Saturday and the weekend. So glad to have you joining us here on The Mission. A reminder, prepare and respond. We are 1 week away. This event is free. It's supported by Henningsen and Snoxel. Tell your pastor or your employer or your school principal. Tell them all about this event. All they have to do is go register at am980themission.com. It is free. We're covering a number of important topics. Join us for Prepare and Respond next Thursday, the 31st in Hopkins. The second hour of Lee Michaels Live coming up next from the Kingdom Builders Roofing Studio.
Hi, this is Lee with the Kingdom Builders. The colder weather tends to allow for more time to reflect on things. Sometimes we wonder if we're doing the right things, or at least wonder if we're doing the best things. As a business, it is easy to be distracted by the advice of others, the influence of the world's view on how things should be, and certainly by our carnal desires. We pray that as the Kingdom Builders continues, that we would never lose sight of what and who is really important. As we will certainly make mistakes in this endeavor, we trust that the church, the Word, and the Holy Spirit will guide and direct us back on point.
This is Matthew with the Kingdom Builders. We strive to have our standard be God's standard. One of the ways we do that is we regularly look to God's Word to examine our hearts and our motives, because we try to glorify the Lord Jesus in everything we do.
We strive to take these standards on your roof, on your gutter job, whatever it might be. Give us a call at 612-900-9166. Or look us up at thekingdombuilders.net.
Entertaining.
I've never heard anything quite like it.
Really? Engaging.
That's pretty cool.
Encouraging.
Surely I say unto you dudes, I do not wish to fight.
Pursuing the truth and helping you live out a life in Christ.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
It's Lee Michaels Live.
He's a righteous dude.
On AM 980 The Mission.
Welcome back, AM 980 The Mission. It is me, Brad Carlson, on Lee Michaels Live. Lee out on assignment this week, but fear not, Lee will be back in the studio on Monday. Always an honor to fill in for any of the myriad hosts we've had in this time slot over the past few years. Thank you so much for tuning in. 651-289-4499 is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter. I'll use my hashtag that I use on the Sunday show. That's Narn Show, N-A-R-N Show. Hashtag Narn Show for any comments or questions regarding today's show content. And as always, we appreciate you tuning in to all these myriad broadcasts on our Salem Radio Network affiliates. Last time I filled in, I believe it was last August, I was honored to have this our next guest on the broadcast, and he was gracious enough to join us again. He is Dr. Everett Piper, currently the president of Oklahoma Wesleyan University. Dr. Piper is also a renowned author. One of his more popular books entitled Not a Daycare, The Devastating Consequences of Abandoning Truth, basically addressing the snowflake culture. And Dr. Piper also pens a weekly column at the Washington Times. Again, check that out, WashingtonTimes.com. Wanted to have Dr. Piper on to talk about the myriad subjects that are going on in the where politics, faith, and culture intersect, including his latest Washington Times piece where people were just downright incredulous that a Christian woman would be teaching in a Christian school. Perish the thought. Dr. Everett Piper, good to have you back on the broadcast, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on again.
Dr. Piper, I did. Again, we appreciate you coming on. Before we get to some of the topics, I hear a rumor that you are retiring your role as president of Oklahoma Wesleyan University within the next year. Is that true, sir?
It is true. I've been here for 16 years right now. I took over in 2002.
Okay.
And my contract is a six-year contract, and it's up in June of 2020. And I thought the best way for a good leader to manage transition is to hand the baton in full stride before you start stumbling or do something stupid. And Oklahoma Wesleyan is prospering right now. We're doing very well. We're known for being that institution that has confronted the lunacy of the Snowflake Rebellion. We are known for being a school that stands boldly and unapologetically for the truth of Christ and the truth of Scripture. Enrollment's up. Debt is zero. We built a new campus, essentially, and it's time for me to get out of the way and let somebody else that's better than me do the job. And so I gave them a year and a half notice so that they could do a search thoroughly before before they find a new leader.
Have you thought about your plans post Oklahoma Wesleyan, Dr. Piper?
You want to co-anchor on your radio show? How about that?
Oh, sir, well, if you're willing to, you know, I do a regular Sunday show. If you're willing to do it remotely, absolutely. I think that's a fantastic idea. Always a lot of fun. Well, I imagine we'll still be reading your fantastic works, you know, the many periodicals of whom you write for. So hopefully we can at least look forward to that, Dr. Piper. That's for certain. I did want to address your Washington Times piece that you wrote most recently. For reasons unbeknownst to me, but of course we can get into that, the kerfuffle over Karen Pence, of course, the wife of Vice President Mike Pence, taking a job as a teacher at a Christian school in the state of Virginia, and people just expressing, they're just downright incredulous that someone who is a professed Christian would be teaching at a Christian school, Dr. Piper, I guess. And I like the title of your piece, by the way, is quoting someone saying, you know, how do we get here in America in 2019? It's like, and that's the same question I have, but in a different context. How is it that somebody who is a professed Christian teaching the Christian tenet is something that's a bad thing, particularly if they're married to someone who's in the executive branch of our government, Dr. Piper?
Well, and the quote that I use for this article is directly from Lois Romano. Who is Lois Romano? She is a writer for the Washington Post as well as Politico. And she tweeted this: how can this happen in America in 2019, unquote. And what is she referring to? The fact that Karen Pence, Vice President Pence's wife, was discovered to be teaching at Emmanuel Christian School in Virginia. And Emmanuel Christian School has the audacity to, horror of all horrors, teach Christianity. Mm-hmm. In other words, they have standards, they have a handbook that calls upon their students, faculty, and staff to behave themselves and to refrain from any sexual conduct outside the context of marriage, heterosexual or otherwise, that is in conflict with the 2,000-year-old teachings of Scripture and of the Church. And in case everybody's forgotten what that is in terms of the definition of marriage, it's one man, one woman for one lifetime. It just didn't change in 2015 by messianic fiat by Barack Obama. This is Christianity. And what I say in this article is, heaven forbid that a Christian woman is teaching at a Christian school that actually teaches Christian orthodoxy and actually expects Christians to behave like Christians. Heaven forbid that we've come to that in 2019. This is the lunacy of the left, that they actually are criticizing this rather than affirming it.
And obviously you had CNN was piling on, too. I don't know if you saw the panel discussion that CNN's John King led last week. He was questioning whether Karen Pence should receive her taxpayer-provided accommodations because she's expressing her First Amendment rights, Dr. Piper. I mean, again, she's not part of the government who's establishing a religion. She's expressing her First Amendment rights, and yet we have someone on a mainstream news show questioning whether she should keep her taxpayer-provided accommodations. I don't see the conflict there and how she's provided Secret Service protection, where the disconnect is.
Well, and that's, and I make the point in the article, basically the simple answer to Ms. Romano's question, how could this happen in America in 2019, is because we live in a constitutional republic, that's how it's happening. Mm-hmm. In other words, we're protected by the First Amendment, which says what? That the government, Congress, should not establish or prohibit the free expression of religion.
Yes.
What does that mean? The government has no business entering into the church and telling the church what to believe, what to teach, and how to practice our faith. That's the church's job, not the government's job. And people will say, oh, but there's a separation of church and state. Indeed, there is. And Jefferson defines that to a bunch of skittish Baptists in Danbury, Connecticut, who were concerned of what? That the government would not mind its P's and Q's and stay out of their business. And Jefferson said, don't worry about it. There's a wall separating the state from the church. The state can't enter into the church and tell you what to do. It's called the First Amendment. And that wall was no more intended to keep the church confined any more than Jefferson thought the walls of his own home were there to keep him confined. The walls are there to protect the church, not to confine the church, just like the walls of Jefferson's house were there to protect him, not confine him. You know, there's a door in the wall, and the key to the door opens from the inside, not the out. In other words, the church can open the door, enter into culture, do its good work, and then return back through the door, lock it, and keep the church out of our business. And for the life of me, I can't understand why these elites writing for Washington Times or Politico or whatnot can't figure that out.
Is this just another chapter in sort of the outrage culture where we find something that we think is egregious and therefore we're going to be outraged by it and then just move on? I mean, is this even going to be a story next week, Dr. Piper?
Well, it's a story in this sense. It's an ongoing and growing story in terms of anti-Christian bigotry.
Sure.
This is religious bigotry, pure and simple.
Mm-hmm.
And we see it pervasive. It raised its head in the Kavanaugh hearings. Well, he's a conservative Catholic, so we're going to accuse him of things that are unproven and try to sabotage his nomination. Then we had this other judge that was questioned robustly because he's a member of what? Oh, shock, the Knights of Columbus. And will
yes.
he renounce his membership in the Knights of Columbus if he is confirmed? And then we see it in the Covington story this week, and these Catholic boys have the audacity to wear red hats that represent the presidential election and the person who actually won. And these boys are being confronted and being baited into a negative response, and bless their hearts, they didn't. They showed that they were the adults in the room rather than those that were challenging them. But all of this has a common theme, anti-Christian bigotry. That's what's prevailing right now.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up, particularly with the Knights of Columbus issue. I know that the senator out of Hawaii has brought that up before. I mean, Kamala Harris, who's recently declared that she's running for president, even brought that up. So very scary time when you have just this open question of somebody's faith right in the halls of government. I mean, Dianne Feinstein, I think it was when she was questioning, I believe it was Amy Coney Barrett for a judicial position, said something along the lines of the dogma is strong in you. And it's like, we're taught in our respective faiths to obviously be open about it and whatnot, and then now we're getting openly questioned about it in the halls of our government of all places.
We're being told basically to keep your faith to yourself. You can't practice it in the
mm-hmm.
public square, and you can't speak about it in public dialogue. Any religion that you hold, any faith that you hold, has to be private. It cannot be public. Well, anybody who is a faithful, devout, Orthodox Christian who understands that you're a new creation in Christ recognizes that this is a way of life. It's not just a thought process, that this is who we are, and we engage culture because of our Christianity. We salt it for the good. We're a light to a dark world, and we are salt to a rotting culture, and we can't do it otherwise. otherwise. Like Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, not to speak is to speak, and not to act is to act. Silence in the face of evil itself. God will not hold us guiltless. And if we do otherwise than what Bonhoeffer admonishes, we're not being fully Christian. These people don't understand that because they think somehow Christianity is just private thought rather than public life.
Dr. Piper, we have to go to a break. Are you able to hold over for another segment with us?
Sure can.
Again, we are joined by Dr. Everett Piper. He, the president of Oklahoma Wesleyan University and a prolific commentator. You can check out his weekly writings at the Washington Times. And he'll probably pop up on some new shows as well. 651-289-4499 is the number to call if you'd like to weigh in. It is me, Brad Carlson, filling in for Lee Michaels on Lee Michaels Live right here. Go nowhere.
The Bible says, "For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse." Hello, this is Dave Huizinga, president of Empowerment Institute and lead pastor of Bridgewood Church in Savage, Minnesota. This is Elevate. Have you ever wondered about love? Is the love that is burning inside you all about you? Is love just there to make you happy, to complete you? If you are a believer in Jesus, the love that is inside you is greater than who you are. It is love given to you by the invisible qualities of God. It is love that flows from God's nature. Love he gives to you so that you can love just like he does, without restraint, without conditions. God's invisible quality of love is proof of his existence, and that love is found inside you.
For more information, go to bridgewood.org. That's bridgewood.org.
An extraordinary adventure to Israel can be yours. Join the Stand with Israel tour with Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher, happening December 2nd to the 11th, 2019. Register today at am980themission.com.
Is there any way to break the cycles of addiction and incarceration? Yes, there is hope. Join hosts Jim Moore and Dwight Anderson with Prison Transformation Radio as they share hope by changing hearts with Christ. Jim and Dwight share stories of recovery, reentry, and renewal from local ministries and organizations committed to breaking the chains of addiction and incarceration.
Prison Transformation Radio, Saturday afternoons at 1, here on AM 980, The Mission.
Now, there's a place where all your Christian programs reside. All the best Christian radio stations live there. Find your local Christian station or look for one farther away that plays the program you like. ChristianRadio.com not only links you to the best Christian radio stations in America, like this one, but also podcasts of great uplifting content designed to grow your faith. Find us now and download the app on either Apple or Android devices. It's the difference maker in your daily walk. ChristianRadio.com.
Are you a member of our rewards program?
Yeah, I had the card here somewhere.
We've all been there, rustling around for a rewards card you can't find. At AM 980 The Mission, we've simplified the process. All of the perks, none of the hassle. It's the Mission Fan Club, where you'll get early access to tickets for our events, exclusive content, prizes, and more. To sign up, visit am980themission.com.
Find weather perfection at events and festivals all over Minnesota this season. From kite festivals to ice fishing, there's something to excite everybody about getting out. See what's coming up at exploreminnesota.com.
Now let's take a look at traffic in the cities. We've got delays on the northbound side of 169 with an accident at 94. Southbound Highway 100 stopping out from 394 to 50th. On the northbound side of Highway 100, a disabled vehicle taking out the left lane just before 94-694. Northbound 35E heavy at University to Roselawn and then an accident at Pennsylvania. Westbound 94 crash on the exit at Highway 52. Also heavy westbound 94 at Huron at 35W. 20-minute backup eastbound 94 begins at 35W to Hamlin. Accident eastbound 94 at Snelling and then delays at Lexington Parkway to 35E.
Welcome back. AM 980 The Mission. This is Lee Michaels Live, sans Lee Michaels, who is out on assignment this week. It is me, Brad Carlson, filling in for Lee. 651-289-4499 is the number to call if you'd like to weigh in. You could also send us a tweet or weigh in via Twitter, hashtag NARN Show, hashtag N-A-R-N Show for any comments or questions regarding today's show content. And as always, we appreciate you tuning in. Being rejoined by our guest, Dr. Everett Piper, he, the president of Oklahoma Wesleyan University and prolific political and social commentator and author. Check out his fine works. You can go to Amazon, just do a search for Dr. Everett Piper's books, and I'm sure you'll find them. His most recent one came out about a year or two ago, Not a Daycare, The Devastating Consequences of Abandoning Truth, kind of an addressing of the snowflake culture, I guess you could say. Dr. Piper, a verse of scripture, Matthew 18, verse 6 says, "But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a great millstone fastened around his neck and to be drowned in the depth of the sea." I can't help but think of that verse of scripture, Dr. Piper, when I think of these preteen transgender boys that are doing drag shows for adults in gay bars and the parents who are indulging in this behavior. Words fail me at this point, Dr. Piper. Help me out.
Well, it should fail you. It's almost speechless. I mean, we've seen a photo of a 10-year-old boy dressed in drag standing next to an adult drag queen, a male, who's naked. And that was posted on Facebook. In whose world is this not child pornography and child abuse? And then there's the 11-year-old boy that's been paraded on Good Morning America. And people were applauding in the audience as well as the hosts on the show. An 11-year-old boy was paraded in drag on that show. So he's being sexually objectified in Good Morning America. And America is applauding. And now this past week, we have the story of a 5-year-old boy that is the son of a couple that define themselves as a lesbian and a transgender couple. And they have announced that they're going to initiate transgender surgery for this young boy, a 5-year-old. In whose world and in whose mind is this not child abuse? I mean, it should leave us speechless. Why in the world are we not speaking up in unison for the dignity of these children, in defense of these children? There is no 5-year-old. There is no 10-year-old. There is no 11-year-old that exists that understands these issues and should be making their choices accordingly. I don't know about you, but when I was 5, I still thought I was Tarzan or the Lone Ranger. And many 5-year-olds today think they're Barney. Are we going to start facilitating surgery concurrent with young children's fantasy and imagination? And how dare we venture upon them our social experimentation in our sexual politics? These parents should be prosecuted for child abuse. We should not be celebrating this nonsense.
And you, I'm glad you brought that up. You alluded to the 10-year-old boy who was posing next to a nude drag queen, and the boy's mother was actually quoted in a particular story talking about this, and she basically said, well, if he wears something that makes him feel beautiful, what right do I have to stop him wearing that dress? And it's like, what right do you have? You're the child's parent. What right do you have? I mean, have we lost all semblance of parental authority here, Dr. Piper?
Well, one of my pet peeves, even at the collegiate level, is the parents that allow their children to parent them rather than taking their responsibility to be a mother and father and to take authority accordingly. I can't tell you the number of times where I've had a parent say, well, Joe wants to do this. Or look at it in politics. You have a conservative politician who's been against gay marriage forever. He's on the Republican ticket. And then all of a sudden the news comes out that his son or his daughter has come out of the closet for homosexuality. And then all of a sudden this conservative politician does a complete 180 and flips and starts supporting gay marriage and the LGBTQ agenda. Why? It's for one simple reason. That politician is allowing his son to parent him rather than being a responsible, disciplined, consistent parent for his child.
Once again, we are joined by Dr. Everett Piper. He's the president of Oklahoma Wesleyan University and, of course, prolific political and social commentator. Dr. Piper, you mentioned in the first segment, and we want to come back around to that, the little kerfuffle that took place at the March for Life over the weekend involving some young men from the Covington Catholic School down in Kentucky being confronted by Native American and a group that calls themselves Black Israeli Hebrews, Black Hebrew Israelis, I forget what the group is, and yet somehow once the story was debunked that these young boys surrounded the Native American man and bullied him, once that was completely debunked, the media couldn't, they had to do everything they could to save face. So, oh, MAGA hats, they're wearing red MAGA hats. That's a trigger. No rational human being could possibly withhold their visceral reaction when they see red MAGA hats. That's a classic trigger, apparently, Dr. Piper.
Well, and you're talking to a guy, and this may make some of your listeners nervous. I was not all that excited about Donald Trump during the primaries.
Mm-hmm.
I spoke and wrote accordingly. Now, during the general election, I had a decision to make, to vote for the greatest measure of human freedom that I could get out of that election. So I eagerly voted for Donald Trump at that point.
Okay.
But I'm not the guy that's been out there championing Donald Trump from the beginning. And ironically enough, I'm going to say this. Those kids have the right to wear that hat if they
Absolutely.
Want to.
Mm-hmm.
What is wrong with wearing a hat that represents the political agenda of the prevailing party in the last presidential election? That's all it represents. And the only reason I would argue that the mainstream media and the elites are angry about it is they believe that hat represents tradition. That's what they're angry about, is because it's a hat that represents tradition. It's not a Trump hat. It's a tradition hat. And the elites react negatively accordingly. And another important fact to know here, those kids weren't wearing those hats during the march. They only went and got those hats after the march was over and they were standing together waiting for the bus.
Sure.
They were targeted by people that wanted to make a scene and wanted to incite these kids to some negative reaction. And again, bless their hearts, they didn't do it. They, as I said earlier, proved to be the adults in the room, as opposed to those older than them that were trying to bait them and incite them into some combative attitude.
And I couldn't help but notice the double standard too, because we talked about last hour a little bit about one of the big marches that took place last year, the March for Our Lives, in response to the mass shooting that took place at Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. And the kids were allowed to go on CNN, impugn sitting U.S. senators, impugn the character of the National Rifle Association, just completely bungle facts. And they were allowed to do so unobstructed. And the media hailed them and said any critical response to them, even if it was dealing with a subject matter, was, wow, these are kids. They've been through a traumatic experience. And it's like, okay, I will grant you that. But these young men who were accosted and didn't really know what to do also were in a traumatic experience. And yet, because that young man, Nick Sandman, was smirking, apparently that's worth eternal rebuke, Dr. Piper.
And who says he was smirking, too? I mean, that's the media's spin
right.
on it. The kid stood there, and he actually endured a direct confrontation by a man three times his age. And he did, and the kid did it with dignity and self-control. What would you or I do if somebody got in our face literally 5 inches away from us and started beating a drum repeatedly? With no explanation, would we have some sort of look on our face of bewilderment? Perhaps we would, too. Again, this kid should be complimented and not criticized, in my view. Again, it's anti-Christian bigotry. At the same time, this group of black Hebrew Israelites, or whatever they call themselves, they're screaming very negative kids things at these kids. They're calling them papists. They're calling them cannibals. They're calling them child molesters. They're calling them incest children. And the news isn't covering that. Why isn't that the story? Why isn't that the story of what's going on? And in the meantime, there's a TA at the University of Georgia that's in the news at the same week who has said that we're going to have to kill a lot of white people in order to mm-hmm. see justice in America. And that isn't the story. But these Catholic kids who are standing there politely and quietly while being confronted becomes the story.
Dr. Piper, I'll end the segment with this. Obviously, want to get your reaction. Obviously, we've talked at length thus far this show about the horrific legislation that was passed in the state of New York, basically literally abortion on demand right up until just a day or two before birth. All I can think of is citing the verse of scripture, "Forgive them, Lord, for they know not what they do." I can't even fathom how we've reached this particular point. I mean, they justify it as well. If the mother's health is in peril, then abortion should still be legal, which it seems like then overkill, because New York already had a statute in place where if the mother's health was in peril at 24 weeks, abortion was still legal. So other than just utter ghoulishness, I can hardly wrap my mind around this, Dr. Piper.
I'll just close with this rhetorical question. If you can kill a child 60 seconds before it's born, why can't you kill the same child 60 seconds after it's born?
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference? What's the difference? There's no difference in this human being other than it's moved and it's 2 minutes older. And if people say, well, that'll never happen. No. Peter Singer from Princeton University has argued for, quote unquote, post-birth abortions.
Mm-hmm.
There's a professor from a university in Australia that has argued for post-birth abortion, and one from Oxford, England, arguing for the same. And all of these people are saying that a fetus and a newborn are not fully human and therefore should be just as much subject to abortion as those children that are yet unborn. This is where we're going as a culture. So what's the difference between 60 seconds before or 60 seconds after? There's no difference other than location and time.
Well, Dr. Piper, you may be moving on from Oklahoma Wesleyan University, but if I know anything about you, I know that these battles are still going to be first and foremost on your mind, that you're going to continue to be out there fighting on behalf of those. So we appreciate your time today, sir. Godspeed in your endeavors if I don't talk to you before then. But I hope I can call in again, Dr. Piper, and because Lord knows that there will be enough of these cultural issues that will certainly be conjured up. That's for certain.
Anytime. I'm always honored to join you, and blessings to you, too.
AM 980 The Mission, KKMS. It is me, Brad Carlson, filling in for Lee Michaels on Lee Michaels Live. Coming back with another segment on the broadcast. Go nowhere.
I'm Jan Markell, helping you understand the times.
CNN should be ashamed of itself having you working for them. You are a rude, terrible person. You shouldn't be working for CNN.
Either you love him or you hate him. Sadly, there doesn't seem to be any middle ground when it comes to President Donald Trump. The one thing we know about him is that he loves Israel, and with his support of the Jewish people, he has invoked a blessing upon our nation. Genesis 12:3 clearly states, I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all people of the earth will be blessed through you. Our nation is once again the envy of the world because of our economy, and we have regained our respect. Clearly, God is blessing America because of our president's blessing of Israel. Wouldn't you like to receive a blessing as well?
For more information, listen to our weekend program on this station or anytime at olivetreeviews.org.
He said, how do you feel about the car? And I said, well, on a scale of 1 to 10, he says, yeah, I'm sitting down, give it to me. I said, strong 12.
My name is Debbie. My husband, being the sweet man that he is, he decided that it was my turn to have a newer vehicle. We went with the Kona at Inver Grove Hyundai.
Yeah, we're just that happy with it. I'm happy with the 1.4 turbo, you know, all-wheel drive. And what I really like about the car is the Apple iPhone interfacing. You can plug in your iPhone and navigation comes up, your email comes up, your phone. Like Deb said, this was her choice. And I was very, very impressed with Dan and Chris and Ashley as well and how they treated her.
And that's why I would encourage people to go to Inver Grove Hyundai. They won't disappoint you.
Every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain, and Hyundai Assurance. Shop the all-new Invergrove Hyundai online at InvergroveHyundai.com. Does your church, school, or small business know what to do in the event of an emergency? Do you know how to handle threats to your building and property? Are you set up to stop cybersecurity threats and data breaches? Do you have an emergency action plan in place?
If you answer no to any of these questions, join us Thursday, January 31st at the Eisenhower Community Center in Hopkins for Prepare and Respond. This free event is geared towards pastors, church security team members, school administrators, and small businesses. Prepare and Respond hosts industry experts who will teach you how to put a scalable action plan in place to keep your congregation, faculty, students, colleagues, and businesses safe. Join us on Thursday, January 31st from 8 a.m. to noon at the Eisenhower Community Center in Hopkins. A complimentary breakfast will be served to the first 100 people to register. To learn more about this free event and to register, go to am980themission.com.
Prepare and Respond is supported by Henningsen and Snoxel.
534 in the Kingdom Builders Roofing Studio. Thank you for sticking with us here on a Thursday night at the Mission. It's a cold Thursday night. We are going down to 9 below with the wind chill. Minus 23, there is a wind chill advisory in effect until late Friday night. Looking at our Friday forecast, mostly sunny again. It is clear out there, but only 5 degrees for the high. Back down below zero for our overnight forecast Friday into Saturday. Again, more like 20 below with that wind chill, so very cold. I mentioned earlier everything going on at the website, am980themission.com. Well, I forgot to mention our ministry of the month. It's Truth for Life with Alistair Begg. Get your free ebook copy of Made for His Pleasure by Alistair at am980themission.com. Now back to Brad Carlson in the Kingdom Builders Roofing Studio.
Thank you, John. And yes, as John mentioned, Brad Carlson here. I normally host a radio show every Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. on AM 1280 The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network. I've been on the part of the NARN for 7.5 years now. Hard to believe. It's about half the time the Northern Alliance has been in existence. They'll be celebrating their 15th anniversary here in a couple of months, and I've been there 7.5 years, so literally half its existence. Now, I can't hold a candle to Mitch Berg and King Banyan, who have been there since day one, but still, they have a nice little sandbox they created. I'm just there playing in it, trying not to make too big a mess, I guess you could say. But always an honor to fill in here in the Kingdom Builders Roofing Studio. AM 980 The Mission, 651-289-4499 is the number to call. Apparently, there was a caller calling in that said he brought his daughter in for to have an abortion. Is that right, John?
And well, I don't know. I don't recall if it was his daughter. It was somebody close to him.
Oh, I see.
And,
okay.
And they went in, yes, and they got the ultrasound. And from there, changed their decision. Because seeing that baby, I can't remember exactly where they were, what term they were in.
Okay.
I think it was relatively early. I believe they say 18 days. Is that not right?
Okay.
18 days, I think they can detect a heartbeat. They saw the ultrasound.
Haven't you heard those pro-life ads?
Pro-life.
18 days from conception.
Exactly. Pro-life America.
Pro-life across America. The billboard people. We love them.
Yes, exactly. And it apparently it had a profound effect. The young female who was considering an abortion did an about face and said that's a baby, I'm not going to abort it.
Well,
a profound moment for our caller.
And you know, that's a lot of pro-lifers in various legislatures and obviously halls of Congress are trying to get laws passed. It's like, okay, if we can't outlaw abortion, let's at least make it a law where the prospective patient who's in for an abortion sees the ultrasound because they know what kind of impact that has. So yeah, I totally believe that. And SaveTheStorks.com, that's what they do. They drive little buses all across the country with ultrasound equipment and are there to meet and greet the young ladies. And, you know, and when the young lady starts to have second thoughts about her abortion, that's when they could say, okay, you know, there's some options, right? There are some options. And, you know, as long as I have a microphone, they don't advertise with us. But you know what? I want to tout an organization like this because we're all pro-life here at Salem Media Group, these various affiliates. Most of us, I would think. I guess I shouldn't speak for everybody. I'll speak for myself and say that as a pro-lifer, as long as I have an opportunity and a platform, I want to tout any organization that is willing to do that. So we definitely appreciate that and appreciate Dr. Piper's time. He always has a lot to say. I mean, he's kind of a guy who can just kind of throw out a sentence or two about a prominent news story, and he just takes it and runs with it. So he's got some insights and opinions. That's for certain. Steve Dace, another guy who has some insights and opinions. He writes for conservativereview.com. And I'm also glad to see Steve has also branched out and done kind of a sports podcast with Kurt Schilling. It's also very entertaining because I like him in that there are times I just get burnt out on politics. And you know what? I would take a break from it if I didn't do a radio show every week because I feel obligated then to follow all the news because that's what I do. I comment on the news. I analyze the news, give my perspective on it. And so, therefore, I feel obligated to follow it. I would probably completely get rid of Twitter were it not for my radio show. So, but there you have it. Anyway, Steve Dace writes for Conservative Review, and he put forth a fantastic Facebook post earlier this week. He said, on Sunday, a major cable news network debated on a panel whether the Second Lady of the United States should be denied Secret Service protection because she's a Christian. Last week, a U.S. senator basically called the Knights of Columbus a domestic terrorist organization. And a major American newspaper said a Christian couldn't run the Office of Management and Budget because he believes Jesus is the only son of the only God. Yeah, that isn't that on your resume? If you believe that, you shouldn't be able to run some sort of financial bureaucracy. Anyways, these are but the latest examples of what's happening and where we're headed. Some others. Bake the cake, bigot. The dogma lives loudly within you. I refer to that. That's what Dianne Feinstein said. I believe it was to Amy Coney Barrett during some sort of confirmation hearings for a federal court appointment. Hashtag expose Christian schools trending worldwide on Twitter. There's more, and it will get worse. This isn't paranoia, but prophecy. Jesus warned his followers from the beginning of the church this would happen. History is repeating itself, and now here. Are you prepared to stand? And that stand won't be with the politicians, any political party, or in the courts. We will have to stand against most of them as well. Notice as of yet, no significant member of the political party the Pences have faithfully served have leapt to their defense. You'll choose to stand with Jesus come what may or not. As for me and my house, we will serve whom? Choose ye this day is a coming. I firmly believe that unless we see revival, the Lord returns or calls me home in the next decade. Choose ye this day in America will arrive here as it always has everywhere else. Are you prepared? Know the history of your faith. It always starts this way. It's always the same arguments. There's nothing new under the sun. Just new people and new technologies that haven't seen or heard it yet. American Christians have been largely immune from this, living in a country inspired by our faith, but no longer. Be ready. Know now many of your unbelieving friends and family that think this could never happen here will turn on you if/when it does. God has been gracious in letting us as American believers be insulated from what has always happened to brethren everywhere else and in every age. But ultimately, our purpose here is to testify to the truth. Jesus is Lord, and every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess there is no other. We're about to be called to the witness stand to testify. Are you prepared? Great insights from Steve Dace there of Conservative Review. You can check out his work also at conservativereview.com. You know, I think a lot about this. I think about when certain things are happening in this country, when there's just a deep division in this country and the discourse in our politics is so bitter. You know, I pray each and every day for my country. You know, I pray over our president, regardless of who the president is. I prayed for President Trump daily. I prayed for President Obama and his family. I prayed for President George W. Bush. I prayed for all of our presidents. I pray for all of our elected officials. And the one thing I always say is I pray that they will take to heart the oaths that have been administered to them so as not to be, you know, corrupt by their own power. Because, you know, when you have a power position like that, you're just ripe to be corrupt. Let's just be honest. And if you don't have any kind of solid faith, solid foundation, if it's built on sinking sand, so to speak, you're done for. But I often wonder about this. It's like, you know, these perilous things that are happening in our country, in our world, all of the things we need to concern ourselves with, all of the horrific news stories that come out, it's just like you pray that it can be turned around. You pray that we could somehow move away from these tragic, horrific things that are taking place, like being able to abort a child the day before it's born. And then I stop and think, well, it's like, is this all part of the process? Does this stuff have to happen? And then Jesus will call his people home. Okay? Because he can do whatever he wants, but if we cast off all restraint and deny him, guess what? He's not going to have a place in our lives. You know, you can, if the Lord gives you direction, you can tell him no. Okay? And if you walk away from him, you know, he'll never leave you nor forsake you, but you may walk away from him. But he'll always be there. And we heard Leah Darrow's incredible testimony a little bit in the first hour about how she walked away from her Catholic faith and was willing to hear the Lord when he expressed that he had something bigger for her. And thank God she followed, because how many hundreds of lives dare say, thousands of lives, perhaps, has Leah impacted with her terrific work. And the same with our guest this hour, Dr. Everett Piper. You know, university, unfortunately, you know, young people aren't equipped to maybe handle things that fly in the face of their worldview or don't want to hear an opposing dissenting viewpoint. And yet he's willing to be unapologetic. I mean, you listen to Dr. Piper, that's one of the most unapologetic individuals I've ever heard about his faith. And he's not, you know, I follow him on Twitter, and some of the replies he gets to his tweets, the nasty things they say about him. And he just keeps on keeping on. But I think about this, and if our faith, if this country continues to become more and more hostile to our faith, and that it's no longer inspired by our faith, you know, Steve Dace asks, are you willing to stand? And I know I am. I absolutely am. Because I think about those in other countries where professing Christianity is literally a crime. Where in China, they have to go underground to have worship services. And if for some reason they can't have worship services in a public setting, they have to thank the communist government for allowing them to assemble. We don't have to do that here. You know, we're free to assemble. And that's the thing I think about, is because the church I attend, we financially support missionaries all across the world. And I hear about what goes on in some of these countries, like in China and in the Middle East. We're starting to support missionaries that are in the Middle East. You want to talk about a place that's hostile toward Christianity. And yet men and women are willing to put their lives on the line to go to these countries where they've never been. I've heard of stories where husband and wife team and their two, three kids, I think they had two kids at the time, they just felt called to be missionaries. And they went to a country where they knew nobody, didn't speak the language, didn't have accommodations in place, but you know what? They went on faith because they were called to do it. You know, God doesn't call the equipped. He equips the called. He doesn't wait until you're fully ready, all in, to do something. No. If he wants you to do something and he tags you to do something, and he's willing to pay the way, so to speak. So to answer Steve Dace's question, you know, we're about to be called to the witness stand to testify. Are you prepared? And I could say yes. The human being in me is concerned about what may happen to our faith for a country that continues to be hostile or is growing more and more hostile to it. But someone who casts all his cares upon the Lord knows that it'll come together for good. You know, and it's unfortunate that we have to go through those struggles. Not a lot of fun to have to go through those struggles, but we will go through them, and we will be brought out on the other side, for the better for it. So just when Steve Dace just kind of put it all together, you know, the hostility towards members of the Knights of Columbus being called a domestic terrorist organization, or you see what Jack Phillips is going through thanks to the Colorado Civil Rights Commission, how they're conjuring up ways to sue him, and he's finally, because he wouldn't bake a cake for a gay wedding. You know, and it's nothing personal. It's just like, hey, I'm not going to use my artistic talents for something I don't believe in. No offense. I still love you, you know, as a fellow human being, as a fellow children of God, whether you profess God as your father or not, he created all of us, but it's just not something I'm going to do. And look at the hostility that's been brought against him. So we're seeing instances of it on a daily basis. You know, I cited that verse in Matthew, those who would bring harm to children, it'd be better to have a millstone tied around your neck and thrown into the river than to harm children. And yet the things children are exposed to today, I couldn't even fathom of being exposed to when I was 9 or 10 years old. 651-289-4499 is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter, hashtag Narn Show, hashtag NARN Show. One final segment coming up on Lee Michaels Live, sans Lee Michaels. It is me, Brad Carlson, filling in for Lee, and glad to be with you. We'll be back with one final segment on the broadcast. Go nowhere. Hold on to the promises.
In a crazy upside-down world, are you looking for a place where your voice can be heard? I'm Shug Burry, host of Him for Her Radio, Women's Hot Topics. We'll be discussing topics you've requested, such as what's up with dating today, marriage, adultery, gossip, what's my purpose in life, how do I raise challenging children, aging, and much more. Set your alarms for 7:30 a.m. Saturday morning, or we can hang out together on podcast at am980themission.com.
Bloomington's Security Solutions installs peace of mind with commercial locking hardware. Hi, I'm Larry with Bloomington Security Solutions. Our state-of-the-art technology allows you to control who has access to your business and provides an audit trail of all door activities. Plus, you can view your property on your mobile device 24/7. We also provide door and frame installation and repair. Let Bloomington Security Solutions secure your property. Visit blmss.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-311-9115. 800-311-9115. That's 800-311-9115.
My name is Julie, and I am a parent at North Heights Christian Academy in Roseville. I have had children in this school for 10 years, and I have directly seen the impact that this school has had on my children to set a firm foundation of faith and self-discipline. North Heights Christian Academy serves kids from preschool through eighth grade. Their motto of Christ-centered and academically sound is lived out in the way that trains up the whole child, mind, body, and soul. My oldest child, who is now in public high school, has said that North Heights Academy was very influential in helping him experience a real, living relationship with Jesus through the weekly chapel experiences and through the role models of the teachers at the school. Come see for yourself.
Stop by North Heights Christian Academy in Roseville, Saturday, February 2nd from 10 a.m. to noon. North Heights Christian Academy, Christ-centered, academically strong. More information at northheightschristianacademy.org.
Now let's take a look at traffic in the cities. We've got heavy delays on the southbound side of Highway 100. Traffic backing up from 394 to 50th. Northbound Highway 100, a disabled vehicle just before 94, 694. That's causing a backup on northbound Highway 100 at 57th. On the northbound side of 35E, jamming from University to Roselawn. Westbound 94, we've got a crash at Highway 52, then a backup westbound 94 at Huron to 35W. 20-minute jam, eastbound 94, traffic is crawling from 35W to Hamlin Avenue. And then we've got a backup eastbound 94 at Lexington Parkway to 35E.
What, I'm done? This is actually the closeout theme to my broadcast on Sunday's AM 1280 The Patriot. But it's me, Brad Carlson, on AM 980 right now. Lee Michaels live, sans Lee Michaels, but fear not. Lee will be back on Monday. But it's been an honor to be with you as I got about 5 minutes to go on the broadcast. I did want to talk a little bit about my day down at the Capitol. It was Gun Owners Lobby Day. All morning and into the afternoon. Got down there, started about 9 a.m., went to about 3:30. I had to duck out a little early because obviously I had to get ready for today's show. But I got the opportunity to meet with my state rep and state senator, and given that I live up in Ramsey and Oak area, they're very solid Second Amendment supporters, so I didn't have any concerns there. But with a very perilous one-seat majority in the Minnesota Senate, it's really going to be a fight to hold off some of these gun bills that the DFL majority is proposing. So yeah, it's going to be a battle. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But we are ready. We are organized, and this is what it takes, is eternal vigilance. And if it means taking a day off work and going down to the Capitol and making sure that the senators and the House members see your face, that's sometimes what it's going to take. So there was one bill in particular that was kind of talked about, and it has to do with the red flag laws. And I've talked about this a lot on my show, and that is that if someone believes you are a danger to yourself or a danger to others, that they can report you and they get a restraining order and take your firearm away. And that completely flies in the face of due process, because if you are deemed someone who is potentially harmful to others and yourself but haven't committed a crime, how in the world is that due process? How is that how is that being able to speak in your own defense? Being able to deprive you of your Second Amendment rights. Not surprisingly, Speaker of the House, DFLer Melissa Hortman, she had something to say about the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus showing up to the Capitol today. The Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus is holding their annual lobby day at the Capitol and standing with Republicans in opposition to reasonable gun violence prevention measures supported by a strong majority of Minnesotans. That's the chanting point they always give, is, it's not gun control, it's gun safety or reasonable gun violence prevention measures. Well, if what you're proposing would not have stopped any of the high profile shootings that you constantly demagogue whenever you bring up legislation like this, guess what? It's not reasonable, because they don't work. Pure and simple. And majority of Minnesotans, she says, well, the majority of Minnesotans support these. Well, has it been transparent of what these bills entail? Do you explain to them that if someone is considered to be harmful to others or harmful to themselves, just by sheer conjecture, that they can have their Second Amendment rights deprived and they aren't able to speak in their own defense, they're not able to have a lawyer present? It's like, get the gun first, and then you can have your attorney and try to get it back. In what sane and reasonable world, particularly a constitutional republic, is that due process? It's not. So Minnesotans have been loud and clear that they want their legislators to address the epidemic of senseless gun violence in our community, said Speaker Melissa Hortman. Yeah, funny thing about that. Whenever the gun grabbers, particularly the dreamsicles that wear those orange t-shirts, whenever they go to protest gun violence, do you know where they don't go? Where the actual gun violence is taking place. Why do you think that is? So anyways, this is a fight that requires eternal vigilance. Like I say, I am a member of the Gun Owners Caucus. I make a monthly contribution to them. You can as well go to gunowners.mn. Lee Michaels, I know, has had folks from the Gun Owners Caucus on his show, and so I'm sure he doesn't mind me touting their organization. Go to gunowners.mn, find out more about the organization, and get on their email blast list to find out when and where you need to be to take action, because this session, it's going to be a fight. Folks, I've enjoyed it. God bless you. Thank you, as always, for having me on, Brad Carlson. It's been AM 980 The Mission, Lee Michaels Live. Hope to talk to you Sunday on The Patriot. Godspeed.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Do you long for something better? Family Innovations wants you to know that you can have a better marriage, better relationships, a better view of yourself and the world around you. Family Innovations was created to provide counseling with healing and freedom for everyone who comes to them. Whether you are seeking guidance through a difficult season or freedom from a past trauma, they are the beginning of something better. There is a location near you, so contact FamilyInnovations.com. FamilyInnovations.com.
Supported by Invergrove Hyundai. This
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.